December 12th, 2015, Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Guadalupe. She says, Praise be to Jesus. I come once again on my feast day of Guadalupe, just as I did in ages past. I come to lift the fog of confusion from the heart of the world, and to help mankind to respond to God's dominion over him. During these times, Jesus holds those who worship false gods more responsible for their errors than he did with the pagans of the past. For all are privy to the truth so easily through modern technology. Therefore, ignorance of the truth is not a vindication. Acts of terror in the world today are paralleled by terror in the womb. Both of these forms of violence are the free will choices of peril for all of mankind. She's now holding the mournful heart of her son. My son's heart mourns beyond comprehension the abuse of leadership in the world today. Leaders have departed from the truth of the commandments and are promoting false concepts and concerns not of God. Yet my visits here and warnings go unheeded. Dear children, you must set your priorities in order. While you are concerned with weather patterns, the moral climate in the world is deteriorating rapidly. You are worried about the borders of your country being secure. This deserves your attention. But you must secure the boundaries of your hearts in choosing good over evil. If you cannot do so, the truth will escape your grasp, and your hearts will be invaded by evil. If the moral climate is reversed, you will see many graces poured into the world, graces I long to pour into your hearts and your lives. Dear children, make no mistake, the collapse of truth in hearts means the intrusion of compromise. Remember, evil is often disguised as good. This is often accomplished in the words used to present evil as good. Mercy is not mercy if it redefines sin as good. Mercy forgives sin, but never approves of sin. Mercy never encourages the ongoing commitment to sin. In the Catholic world, the state of grace is still and must be the prerequisite for reception of the Blessed Sacrament. This cannot be changed to accommodate mankind. In the world today, there are two opposing schools of thought, one liberal, the other conservative. These conflicting views reach right into families, church, and world politics and education. The liberals accept whatever suits their agenda. The conservatives are guided by God's will, even when it opposes what they want. You will see these two opposing sides even more clearly defined in the future. My remnant faithful need to stand courageously for the truth of good as opposed to evil. Dear children, when I appeared to St. Juan Diego, I left an image on his tilma, an image still present to this day. The imagery was symbolic to the pagan Aztecs, who could neither read nor write. Thousands upon seeing it were converted. Today I leave you my own words, patiently recorded by this messenger. It is all in black and white to be read and reread. Yet most have little time or motivation to read what I come to impart to the world. Some not only disbelieve, they oppose me. What a commentary on the lack of simplicity in the heart of the world today. But heaven does not give up so easily when the salvation of souls is at stake. The favor of heaven touching earth will continue here despite opposition, calumnies, and detraction. Pray for unbelievers who do not recognize the grace they are rejecting. Dear children, I have come once again to relieve you of your burdens. I will take all of your petitions, both great and small, back to heaven with me. Do not fear for anything. I am always with you, protecting you. I am your mother. I'm praying now that all your worries and concerns become little. Today, I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love.